nation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
We keep silence for personal reflection and self-examination. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. In the name of Christ Jesus, our sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen us with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in our hearts through faith. Amen. We join together in our gathering hymn, Lord Jesus Christ, be present now. Did you want to say something? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, your loving kindness always goes before us and follows after us. Summon us into your light and direct our steps in the ways of goodness that come through the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the 9th chapter of Isaiah, beginning with the first verse. There will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, the Lord brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
One thing I ask, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. Seek God in what I
For in the day of trouble, God will give me shelter, hide me in the hidden places of the sanctuary, and raise me high up on a rock. Even now my head is lifted up above my enemies who surround me. Therefore I will offer sacrifice in the sanctuary, sacrifices of rejoicing. O Lord, when I call, have mercy on me and answer me. My heart speaks your message, seek my face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek. Hide not your face from me, turn not away from your servant in anger. Cast me not away, you have been my helper. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
The second reading is from the 1 Corinthians, the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, beginning with the 10th verse. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And as he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And Jesus went throughout all of Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
right. How is everybody? Good? I've only got one good. How is everybody? Fine. Good. Are you tired of the snow outside yet? No? A little bit? Does it matter to you? Did you get out of school at all this week because of the snow? No? Sadly. Well, that happens. Okay. Well, Pastor read the scripture today, and it was about Jesus. He went and he decided it was time to start getting some people to be his disciples. Do you know what a disciple is? Yes. Can you describe what a disciple is? A helper? Yeah. So Jesus needed helpers. He needed people to be with him and spread the good news. And does anybody know what the good news was? That God is number one in our lives, and that Jesus was the Son of God, right? Okay, so he went and he saw two ordinary people fishing. They were fishermen. Andrew and Simon, what they also called Peters. They called him Simon Peter. So he said to them, stop what you're doing and come follow me. Well, that would be like all of a sudden if somebody drove by, I don't know, the church, and they saw pastor walking outside, and they said, stop what you're doing and follow me. Do you think he would stop what he was doing and follow those people? Probably not in today's time. You think so? He said yes. He's a very trusting man. That was a bad example. I know it would be hard for me if I was walking into my work and someone said, stop, do not go to work today. Follow me. We're going to go do some work for the God. I would have to kind of wonder about that. I mean, I'm just an ordinary person. I'm nothing real special. We're nothing real special like we are here on earth. And she's going, I am special. You're not. Okay. Well, what they want us to do and what they're trying to get us to understand in that Bible verse today is that we're all ordinary people. And maybe we won't stop what we're doing and leave everything, but we will follow Jesus. We will love Jesus, and we will love God. Do you know every day, every time we have church, they come forward and they bring the cross and they bring candles. Obviously, the cross reminds us that Jesus died on that cross. What do the candles remind us of? Does anybody know what the candles remind us? And there's candles back there too. It's light. Jesus is the light of the world. Back then, they probably didn't really know that. But Jesus is the light of our world. And he wants us to be fisher of people. And so I made these really fun things. It says, take the light of Jesus with you and be a fisher of people. But I didn't make it. I had to put plastic over it because they kept falling out. I couldn't carry it to my car with all the stuff all over it. But they didn't mean just for kids to do this. They want for everybody to do this. This one fell off, so I'll take that. So I've got a fish to remind us that we're like fisher people. And Jesus wants us to take the light with us when we leave the church, and that's why the candle's there. And he wants us to be fisher of people. One Bible says fisher of men. And I didn't think that was exactly appropriate because not all of us are men. Some of us are women and girls and boys. So each of you get one of these. But then I also made plenty for everybody in the church to take one. They can put it in their Bible. They can put it in their purse. They can put it in their pocket, their coat pocket. So every time they look at it, they can remember. Okay, so I'll let you guys choose one. You saw that one? Okay. You want to? Okay. Go ahead, sweetie. Grab one. Okay. You going to take one? Come on up. Wait a minute. We're going to say prayer real fast. Perfect. Okay. And so I'm going to have you guys. Absolutely. I'm going to have you guys. I brought this. Did you get one, sweetie? Do you want one? Here's one. Do you want one? Here you go. There you go. In just a few minutes, since you're you're back there, right? Will you do me a favor? Will you see that bend, that step stool or that stool? Will you take it clear to the back of the church and put it out there? And then will you help me by carrying this all the way back there and put it on the step stool? And that way everybody, when they leave today, they can take one also. Okay? We're going to do our prayer. God loves me. Jesus is my friend. And church is a great place to be. Amen. Thanks, guys. Okay, I'll take the plastic.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. How many people here this morning have common sense? Please raise your hand. Gosh, I thought everybody would raise their hand. Well, you know, I had to look up a definition of common sense because I've always used that phrase, but I'm not 100% sure I ever knew what it really meant. So Webster says, it's good sense and sound judgment in practical matters. So I really have touted common sense all my life. Where I grew up, half the people there didn't have common sense. Then I went to work for the church, and there's not a lot of common sense in the church. So I've always been saying that, and I thought, you know, what do I mean when I say to my son, that's not practical, that doesn't make any sense, or that's not sound judgment, or that was a stupid decision. Have you ever said that to any of your children? And there have been times when I have said the words, you don't have any common sense. So let's take a look at Jesus and how he views common sense. And I want to read again a portion of the gospel lesson. Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth, left his hometown, and went to Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. John gets arrested. Jesus is next. And what does he do? He leaves town. He goes someplace where he's got no support system, no friends, no church family to be good to him. And then it says, land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. For on them light has dawned. And from that time Jesus began to proclaim, repent, the kingdom of heaven has come near. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven has come near. Now, you know, repentance, when we use that word, we always kind of lump it into, well, this is all about sin. This is all about the stuff that I do that's wrong, that the church disapproves of, that I shouldn't do, or it's what society says are the moral values codes, and I break them, so then I need to repent of my sin. Well, that's really not all of what Jesus means when he says that. Because you know a lot of preachers who say that, right? I mean, our airwaves are full of preachers who are talking about repentance, about giving up all of the evil things you do, and they use those kinds of images. And that's not what Jesus is talking about. It's not just about sin. A guy by the name of Rolf Jacobson, who is a preaching teacher at Luther Seminary in the Twin Cities, he wrote this about our gospel lesson today. He says, rather, the gospel preacher is a completely different kind of creature and preacher. The gospel preacher proclaims a completely different kind of reality. God's revealed good news, the news that in the cross of Christ, the unexpected reality of God's gracious love has broken into the fallen world, that is, the kingdom of God has drawn near. The gospel preacher doesn't offer just one more vision of moral righteousness. Rather, the gospel preacher announces a completely different kind of reality. And now Jesus takes a step and gives us another example of an absence of common sense. He sees some fishermen. You know anything about fishermen, fisher communities? They're a pretty tough group. I mean, I've been with fishermen in Maine. I've been with fishermen in the Gulf Coast. And they're pretty hardy, rough and tumble guys. So when they're sitting there in their boats, fixing their nets, casting their nets into the sea, and Jesus says to them, follow me and I will make you fish for people. And immediately they left and followed him. Do you know how unlikely that is? I mean, these guys are married with families. And they didn't go home and check with their wives? Think about that. Just think about that. Think about if you came home and said, guess what? I'm going to the ministry, goodbye. Or I'm going to go fish for people, goodbye. I'm going to go walk the streets of every city here and talk to them about the good news of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of heaven being near at hand. I know what my wife would have said. Who's going to pay the bills? Where are we going to get the money for all of the things that we have? And what are we going to do for food? You're wandering off there doing all of this good work stuff. Rolfson makes this second announcement. Not one of the common sense ways of thinking of the world has ever understood or ever could understand the mind of God. Let that one roll around for a little bit. No common sense, practical solution understands the mind of God because God always does it differently. Goes outside the box. And it's really incredible. No religion, no political system, no economic system, no artistic vision can ever understand the mind of God. The cross, after all, is foolishness and a stumbling block to the best ways of worldly thinking. Nobody could ever make it up because our minds are simply not capable of grasping how differently God works. It is very difficult some days for me to wake up and to realize that I'm a pastor. If you were to get in the car and drive to northwestern Wisconsin and go to my hometown, and if you were to do an on-the-street interview with the people who knew me when I was growing up, and if you asked them the one question, did you think Michael would become a Lutheran minister, you would hear, no. Not on your life. Maybe jail, but never a Lutheran minister. You see, God takes us in places we never thought we could go, to do things we never thought we could do. And after this, Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. And Jesus took all of these folks and created a new community, created a new kind of community. That's just like us. We are a community that is unlike no other. We have relationships here that we probably wouldn't have any other place. And we know people that we know right here through church, where we become the kingdom of God. And it is a truly beautiful community. Amen. Now, I'm going to warn you, I may even get the microphone and walk through the congregation to see if you're singing. And the reason for that is You Have Come Down to the Lakeshore is my all-time favorite hymn. I love this, and if we don't sing it well, I'm going to personally blame Maggie and Megan. So if you're comfortable in standing, please rise and think about the words when you sing this hymn.
Please join me in the Apostles' Creed, found on page 105 in your hymnals. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Called together through water and the word, we boldly pray for the church, the world, and all who long to hear God's voice. Holy One, your voice calls us to follow. Thank you for raising up missionaries in every generation and for all who create communities of grace today. Open our hearts to serve you near and far. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Maker of all, we rejoice in the beauty and abundance of the earth. Unite us in our shared calling to be stewards of creation, to reduce waste, and to simplify our lives for your sake. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Ruler of all, thank you for those who run for local and national office and all who serve as elected leaders. Gather wise and courageous voices together that your mercy and justice would dawn upon all people and nations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Healer of all, thank you for sanctuary and safety. Uplift all who fear where fear governs and evil divides. Give refugees and all who seek safety a path toward hope and new life. Grant healing and wholeness to all who are sick, lonely, or grieving, especially those we name before you, either in silence or aloud. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of courage, thank you for our faithful teachers and evangelists in this and every place. Inspire our faith formation efforts with all generations as you call us to follow you. Bless our children, youth, and adults who engage in learning. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Lord, we marvel at the meaning of your resurrection. Give us faith to place all hope in you as we give thanks for the faithful departed. May their witness help us follow your call. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We place our prayers before you, God, united in your spirit through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Lord's peace, squirt. No, I don't know. Yeah, I know, that's my fault. Evan. Lord's peace. Lord's peace. Lord's peace. Lord's peace. Good sermon. Lord's peace, Joe. Sandy, God's peace. Cassidy. Lord's peace. Sorry about the Packers.
Oh, it was so sad. Oh, well, we have the Chiefs, I guess.
Yeah. Lord's peace, Bill. Lord's peace. Lord's peace. Matt. Lord's peace. St. Michael, Lord's peace. Keely, Lord's peace.
Go ahead, sir.
Zoe, Lord's peace. Lord's peace. Lord's peace. Lord's peace. Lord's peace, Finn. Lord's peace. Lord's peace. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Tammy, Lord's peace. John, Lord's peace.
I'm singing.
And with you, Lord's peace. Lord's peace. Did I hurt you? Georgia, Lord's peace.
God's peace.
Reese.
If common sense were so common, everybody would have it.
I know. It's and then we don't. Good
God's
morning.
Peace.
How are you?
Great.
Good. Lord's peace. Lord's peace. Alicia.
Alicia.
Alicia. Okay.
Enough peace already.
You actually opened your mouth. I'm impressed.
Nothing came
That's
out.
What I opened said.
Good morning. We continue our worship as we share with God what God has first shared with us through our offering.
Prayer from the Call Committee. As our called journey moves through Epiphany, the revelation of Christ in our ministry as Trinity, let us pray. Dear Christ, in this our Epiphany moment upon moments, we place our petitions before you and ask. Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to the vision, the paradigm shift you have for us in Christ. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, open our ears to the call you have for each of us and us corporately as a community of faith. Come, Holy Spirit.
Lord Jesus Christ, open our hearts to the needs of one another and the needs of your people who are silent. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, open our minds to deepen an understanding of the word you have given to us so that we may know your wisdom from above and patience for this journey and confidence that you walk with us. Come, Holy Spirit. We lift these our petitions to you, Lord Jesus Christ, this Epiphany. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. God of wonder, you formed us in our mother's womb, and from Mother Earth you bring forth this bread and wine. We place them on your table, together with our lives and all that you have made. Open the heavens to us and pour out your spirit. We wait for your mercy. We long for your peace. We hunger and thirst for Jesus Christ, our banquet of life. Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We lift up our hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave by his glorious resurrection and opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all of the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same manner also, when the meal was finished, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Lord in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We give thanks on this day for this, the bread of heaven, and the cup of salvation, for these are the gifts of God, which have been given to you, the people of God. All are welcome.
Thank you.
is for God to have you as one of his children. When do you want to have your first communion class? Because we need to do that real soon. Okay? May the Lord bless you always. May you always know what a gift of God you are. Amen. Christ given for you. Christ for you. The body of Christ given for you. Georgia, the body of Christ given for you. To become our bread. Of Christ given for you. John, the body of our Lord given for you. Patrick, the body of Christ given for you. Linda, the body of our Lord. Liam, the body of Christ given for you. Brian, the body of our Lord given for you. Alicia, the body of Christ given for you. Become our bread, the body of Christ given for you, the body of our Lord. Roma, the body of Christ given for you, the body of Christ given for you, Kenneth, the body of Christ given for you. Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. And the body of Christ given for you. Matthew, the body of Christ. Tammy,
When are you going to get your first communion class? Is that soon? May the Lord bless you both. May you always know what a great joy it is to have sisters, or to have a sister, so you always can take care of each other and love each other, okay?
Amen.
Carol, the body of the Lord, the body of Christ, the body of Christ given for you, the body of Christ given for you. Cora, may you always be the unique child of God that you are today, and may you always know how much your family loves you, okay? I will bite. The likes of the body of Christ. Rachel, the body of our Lord. Take and eat, this is the true and perfect body of our Lord and Savior, given for you soon. Christ given for you. There is anybody.
Faithful God, you have kept your promise to us in this meal, nourishing us with the gift of salvation. Now send your servants forth in peace, that we may testify to your goodness and share the hope that is ours in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
May Christ, the wisdom and power of God and the source of our life together, keep us united in mind and in purpose. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us now and always.
Amen.
Amen. We conclude our worship as we sing together, Jesus Calls Us O'er the Tumult.
Jesus calls us to the tumult.
in peace, share the good news.